ever sat through training or maybe a class where it didn't quite land for you.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it felt like it was designed for someone else's brain, not yours. You know, all slides when you really need hands-on, or just dry lecture when you learn best by seeing examples. That whole feeling that one size fits all learning, well, it doesn't really fit anyone exceptionally well, does
You
it?
absolutely know that feeling.
Yeah.
And, it's not just frustrating for you as the learner, it's incredibly inefficient.
Right.
It just leads to disengagement. People forget most of it almost
Oh, yeah.
immediately.
Yeah.
Knowledge retention drops dramatically, like right after the session. And frankly, it's just not delivering the kind of impact we need from learning these days.
Absolutely. Now, we hear constantly about AI transforming, well, pretty much everything. So, is learning design is training next in line for this big
It
revolution?
seems like it.
And if it is this about AI just taking over, you know, replacing the trainers, the educators, the people who actually craft these experiences, or is it something different? Could AI actually help us design better learning, more impactful training maybe? And crucially, do that without losing that essential human connection, or compromising the learning outcomes, or just, you know, messing with the trainer's original instructional intent.
That really is the core question right now, isn't it? And to really dive into it, we've been exploring this fascinating white paper from Quality Matters.
Okay.
It's titled From Automation to Transformation: AI Strategies for Personalized, Engaging, and Inclusive Online Course Design. Pretty fresh, too, published just this past May 8th, 2025. The authors are Dr. Siobhan de Grady and Dr. Rachel Brooks.
Got it. So we're going to unpack the key insights from their work today. But importantly, this isn't just for the higher education world where, you know, quality matters often focuses.
Right.
We want to translate this specifically for you listening right now. Maybe you're in corporate L&D, maybe you're leading training teams, or you're an independent coach designing programs. Really, anyone building learning experiences. Our mission in this deep dive is to show you how AI, when it's used the right way, can become this really powerful amplifier for your own instructional intelligence.
Exactly. So let's dive into the central idea the Quality Matters paper presents. Their argument is really clear and I think quite crucial.
Okay.
AI is best utilized to support human instructors and designers. It is absolutely not about replacement.
Okay, so AI isn't the main pilot here. It's more like the co-pilot or the navigator. A co-designer or instructional amplifier, as they put it.
That's a great way to put it.
What does that actually look like, though, in practice for someone trying to, say, build a course?
Exactly. Think of it this way. AI can handle a lot of the, let's call it heavy lifting, the really time-consuming tasks.
Like what?
Well, drafting initial content modules, maybe suggesting relevant resources, even taking on some of the administrative stuff around building the course.
Yeah.
But this is key, the critical, nuanced decisions. It's like defining the specific learning objectives that truly matter, structuring complex ideas so people actually understand them, providing the kind of feedback that really needs empathy and context.
Yeah.
Those things stay firmly in the hands of the human expert, the trainer, the designer.
So it's really about enhancing human capability, right? Not just automating simple processes that we already kind of do. Like we've had auto-grading quizzes for years, but this sounds different.
Oh, fundamentally different. It's about elevating the human role, making you more efficient, more effective, not just digitizing old methods.
Right.
That's why that quote from the source material really resonates. AI should amplify instructional intent, not replace it. It should make your good ideas, your expertise, go further.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense in principle, but let's zoom out a little bit. If we move beyond the academic world, why is this idea, this human-led AI-supported design, why is it suddenly so urgent and important for, say, corporate L&D teams and trainers like you listening?
Oh, because you're facing just immense pressure right now.
Yep.
Corporate training is constantly being asked to scale faster, churn out more content for increasingly diverse employee needs, and prove the ROI on every single initiative, often all at the same time. It's a lot.
And let's be honest here, while there's incredible practical expertise out there in corporate training, sometimes it lacks that really deep instructional design rigor you might find in, you know, dedicated academic programs.
It's true.
And that gap, well, it needs to be addressed, especially with the speed and complexity required today. Plus, trainer burnout. That's a very real, often unmeasured cost to organizations.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we saw this interesting counterpoint in the materials too. Many, quite profitable training businesses feel like their current approach is, well, it's all right.
Just all right.
Yeah, they're making money. Clients seem generally happy. But they kind of sense they've hit a plateau. Learners are still forgetting, what was it, 70% of the content within days. That's just a shocking statistic when you think about the investment.
70%, wow.
Right. And these businesses struggle to differentiate themselves in what's often a really crowded market. They feel a bit stuck, maybe unsure how to truly, as the material put it, ratchet up the impact or find that competitive edge.
So if All Right isn't really good enough anymore, AI offers a path to kind of break through that ceiling to achieve something more like, what, precision learning?
Precisely. It offers the tools to potentially move from good enough to truly optimized, truly impactful.
All right, so let's get concrete then. How does this human-led, AI-supported design actually function in practice? What kind of capabilities are we talking about here, drawing from the Quality Matters paper and maybe other examples?
Okay.
You mentioned L&D teams need to personalize learning fast and for diverse needs. How does something like adaptive learning help solve that specific challenge?
Adaptive learning is a prime example. It's where AI can dynamically adjust the learning experience. Well, it adjusts the content itself, maybe the difficulty level, the pace you go through it, even the examples used. And it does this based on how you, the individual learner, are performing or interacting with the material in real time.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. It means you're not wasting time on stuff you already know or getting totally overwhelmed by information that's way too advanced for where you are right now.
Yeah.
It can significantly reduce cognitive load.
Okay, so it gives the learner what they need, when they need it. That makes sense. What about all the feedback trainers have to give, especially on open-ended work like writing or projects? That's a huge time sink.
Huge time sink. And that's where natural language processing, or NLP, comes in. AI that can understand and process human language.
Right.
This allows it to provide automated, context-based feedback on things like written assignments, forum posts, other kinds of open responses. It can spot common errors, maybe suggest areas for improvement, which then frees up the human trainer for that deeper, more personalized, more nuanced feedback that AI just can't replicate.
Fascinating. It's like having a really smart assistant who can handle the first pass, the quick checks, so you can focus on the complex stuff.
Exactly.
Okay, what about catching learners who might be struggling early on? That's always a challenge in any training setting. Predictive analytics. Is that like some kind of helpful crystal ball?
Ooh, less crystal ball, more sophisticated pattern recognition, really. AI can analyze historical data combined with a learner's real-time behavior.
Like what they click on, how long they take.
Exactly. How they interact with the material, their pace, their performance on quizzes or activities. And based on patterns, it can identify those who might be at risk of disengaging or even failing.
And then what?
It flags them for the human trainer. It enables that targeted intervention before it's too late.
So it's less about the AI making some final judgment call and more about giving the human advisor, the trainer, the information they need to step in effectively.
Precisely. The human is still driving the intervention.
Okay. Now, what about making training truly inclusive and equitable? Thinking about different backgrounds, accessibility needs, not just academic performance or quiz scores.
Yeah, that's a huge area where AI can really amplify human intent, moving way beyond just tailoring content based on test scores. AI can help personalize examples, maybe case studies, or suggest resources that might resonate better with different identities or cultural backgrounds. It's also incredibly powerful for implementing universal design for learning UDL principles.
Ah, UDL, like accessibility features.
Exactly. Things like automatically generating accurate captions for videos, providing alternative text for images, offering text-to-speech options. AI can do this much more easily and consistently.
Right.
This makes the content accessible by default for learners with disabilities, or maybe those with multilingual needs. It helps ensure the training feels welcoming and relevant to literally everyone.
Making it accessible, making it relevant, that whole human-led, AI-supported approach that leverages data for personalization and inclusion, it sounds an awful lot like the philosophy behind Smart Training AI.
It's very much aligned, yes. Smart Training AI is really a specific example of this model in action. And it's designed specifically with the unique pressures and, you know, opportunities of the L&D and corporate training world in mind.
Right.
It essentially layers intelligence on top of your existing training content. It doesn't replace it.
And it has a couple of core proprietary tools that really embody this, right? What are those again?
Yes. So first, there's the learning style assessment. Now, this isn't like the simple, you know, VAK checkbox assessments of the past.
Okay.
This is grounded in neuroscience. It uses psychometric data to identify an individual learner's unique cognitive preferences from over time. Get this. 2,000 possible combinations.
Wow, 2,000 combinations. That sounds incredibly granular. How does a trainer even begin to make sense of that level of detail? Or does the AI sort of simplify it for them?
That's the beauty of it. The second tool, which is called Adapt Your Training, takes all that complex assessment data and translates it into real-time, actionable guidance for the trainer. It literally tells you how to adjust your delivery, suggesting specific visuals, maybe hands-on exercises, changes in pace, different types of examples, all tailored to better match the cognitive preferences of the specific learners right there in front of you, whether it's live or asynchronous. It simplifies the complexity and empowers the trainer.
So it's directly applying that science we talked about earlier, cognitive load theory, neuroscience, showing that when the way you receive information aligns better with how your brain actually prefers to process it, learning becomes stickier.
Exactly. Engagement goes up, retention improves significantly, and the likelihood of actually applying the learning back on the job increases.
And the results back this up?
They do. In a study mentioned in the materials we looked at, learners who experienced training adapted using the Smart Training AI approach saw significantly better outcomes, up to 88% better outcomes overall.
88%.
And a 64% greater improvement in their test scores compared to traditional one-size-fits-all methods. It really is all about getting the right content to the right brain in the way that particular brain learns best.
Okay, that's compelling. But of course, with any powerful tool, especially one involving data and decision-making like this, there are significant ethical considerations. The Quality Matters paper doesn't shy away from these, right?
No, it definitely tackles them head-on. And it's crucial that we do, too.
So where do we even start when thinking about the responsible use of AI in learning? What's foundational?
Well, data privacy and student consent are absolutely foundational, non-negotiable. We have to protect learner data rigorously. That means collecting only what's truly necessary for the learning purpose and being completely transparent about how that data is being used.
Mm-hmm. Thinking about privacy laws like GDPR or FERPA in the U.S. context.
Exactly. Adhering to those is baseline. And ideally, learners should have agency too. Options to understand what data is collected, maybe even opt out of certain AI interactions where it's feasible without compromising the core learning.
Okay. And then the big one people often worry about, algorithmic bias and fairness. If the AI learns from biased data, it's just going to reproduce those biases, isn't it?
Precisely. This is a critical, critical concern. And it can manifest in really unfair ways.
Lay out.
Well, maybe grading systems that inadvertently disadvantage certain communication styles common in some cultures, or predictive models that incorrectly flag learners from marginalized backgrounds as at risk simply because of historical data patterns that reflect societal biases, not individual capability.
Yikes. So how do we even begin to tackle something like embedded bias in the systems we might want to use?
It really starts with awareness and then taking proactive measures. The paper emphasizes the need for bias audits before you adopt a tool. Using diverse data sets for training the AI in the first place is huge.
Right.
And crucially, bringing diverse stakeholders, learners, trainers, designers from different backgrounds into the design and ongoing evaluation process.
Makes sense.
There's a powerful idea captured in a quote basically saying if AI is meant to serve a specific group, it needs to be created with their input and for their goals.
Right, co-creation.
And Melanie Parker's point about developing AI with equity and inclusivity at its core from the very beginning, it speaks to building fairness in, not trying to just patch it on later as an afterthought.
That really makes sense. It's not just a technical fix. It's about embedding human values into the technology itself. What about knowing when AI is being used and why it's suggesting something? Transparency and explainability.
Key principles, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Learners and educators need to know when they're interacting with an AI versus a human. The system shouldn't feel like a black box where decisions just come out magically. Uh-huh. And critically, this goes back to the human-led idea. Human educators must maintain ultimate oversight and accountability, especially in high-stakes scenarios like grading or recommending interventions or support. You simply cannot blindly defer to an algorithm. The human element, your empathy, your nuanced understanding of a learner's specific context, your professional instructional judgment, that has to remain central.
So the AI is augmenting the human, providing insights maybe, but the human remains the ultimate authority.
That's the ideal model, yes.
Okay, so bring this all together now. If someone listening wants to start applying this human-led, AI-supported approach in their own training design, maybe starting tomorrow, what are some practical first steps? Drawing from the Quality Matters paper and the Smart Training AI perspective.
Okay, for individual trainers or instructional designers, first, always start with your core learning objectives. What do you really want people to be able to know or do differently?
Start with the why.
Exactly. Then look at using AI tools to help you generate varied content formats, maybe text, video snippets, interactive elements to meet different needs and preferences. Think about prioritizing accessibility and inclusion from the start. Make AI-enabled features like auto-transcription or alt text for images your default practice, not an extra step.
Build it in.
Build it in. Be transparent with your learners about how and why you're using AI in the course. And always, always maintain your human oversight. Bring your empathy, your judgment to the process. Don't just set it and forget it.
Right. Start with the human goal. Use AI for the heavy lifting and variety. Build for everyone. Be open about it. And stay firmly in control.
What about for organizations or, say, L&D departments?
For organizations, it's really about building capacity and creating the right environment. Invest in professional development for your teams. Help them understand AI ethics and effective pedagogical uses.
Don't just throw tools at them.
Please don't. Make sure your instructional designers and your frontline trainers are heavily involved in selecting and implementing any AI tools. They're the experts on learning in your context. Establish clear policies and guidelines around AI use. And continuously evaluate the impact critically. Look at disaggregated data to make sure you're not accidentally creating or worsening inequities. That's a really important point about disaggregated data. Now, the smart training AI material poses some really pointed questions that seem like great filters before adopting any AI tool for training. What were those again?
Yeah, they're really good sanity checks. Ask yourself, one, does this tool actually reduce my workload as a trainer or designer?
Okay.
Two, does it respect my instructional judgment and allow me to stay in control?
Crucial.
And three, does it demonstrably improve real, measurable learning outcomes? Not just vanity metrics, but actual learning and application.
Those three questions really cut right to the chase, don't they?
They do. Because if a tool doesn't clearly do those things, it's probably not truly amplifying your instructional intelligence. It might just be adding complexity, or it's automation for automation's sake.
Yeah, because AI isn't some distant future thing anymore. It's reshaping industries incredibly rapidly right now. I mean, think about writing assistants with tools like ChatGPT, graphic design with Midjourney, video creation with Synthesia, just everyday productivity with Grammarly or Otter or Notion AI.
Absolutely. The wave is here. And the training and learning industry is absolutely ripe for this same level of transformation.
It feels like it.
And the real opportunity here isn't just about layering on more technology. It's about adding precision. Precision grounded in actual science, like neuroscience and cognitive load theory, to make training genuinely learner-centric and therefore dramatically more effective.
Mm-hmm.
As we see it, you know, smart training AI isn't trying to be another LMS or a giant content library. It's designed to be that specific intelligence layer that empowers trainers, helps them apply learning science easily, and ultimately makes training go from just all right to truly high impact, which, going back to those businesses, helps them stand out in that very busy market.
Okay. So as we wrap up this deep dive, the big takeaway from all these sources, the QM paper, the smart training AI approach seems really clear. AI is not here to replace the crucial human element of instructional design and training.
Not at all.
It's a powerful tool, maybe a co-designer, definitely an amplifier. It's designed to help make learning design more personalized, much more effective, and yes, more scalable. But it does that by allowing trainers to focus on what they do best, connecting with learners, guiding understanding, providing that human touch.
Exactly. And the potential benefits we've talked about are significant. Better outcomes, remember that 88% improvement figure. Higher learner engagement, definitely reduced strain and burnout for trainers. And the ability for training providers to truly differentiate themselves with demonstrably more impactful learning experiences.
And at its heart, this really seems to be about getting the right content to the right brain in the right way at the right time. It's about making learning truly click for you, the individual learner, and creating a situation where everyone involved wins.
Well said. And maybe as AI continues to reshape the world of learning, here's a final thought for you listening to consider. As this technology empowers us to automate and personalize instruction on a massive scale, how can you, in your role, ensure that you are using these incredibly powerful tools, not just for efficiency gains, but to actively amplify those essential human values we discussed?
Mm.
Things like equity, genuine connection, fostering deep critical understanding in your learners. It's not just about adopting the latest tools. It's really an unprecedented opportunity for all of us to thoughtfully co-create the future of how we all learn and grow.